Thank you so much, Andre, for the encouraging word. But the question of education, especially in the context of human sexuality, the positive education, I think that one is also another problem, a very difficult one, in that when you talk about human sexuality, you realize, like in the context of Nigeria and many other African contexts, is that they are existing cultural education and socialization systems, like the rites of passage. And most of these rites of passage can become very, very extensively sexual in, you know, like sexual socialization, for lack of a better word. But I have discovered, like from my own research in Malawi, which I carried out in two ethnic groups, using ethnographic research methodologies, where you went, you interviewed people, but you also observed, you became part of them, you were initiated in a special way so that you could also have access to hidden messages and language that is used. I discovered that when it comes to human sexuality, there are so many assumptions. One of the assumptions is that everyone can understand what their bodies are saying and what happens. And there's another assumption that there are equal power relationships existing when it comes to sexuality. As if it was like just bodies talking to each other in a mutual way, and they will find each other and something will happen. And yet most of the times we realize also that there is a lot of euphemism, and I always share this joke about my own life, which many people up to now laugh at me, and so I will take the risk. When I reached my first period, because I grew up alone, I was in a village where all my sisters were grown up. I was the youngest. My father had me when he was 65. My mother was already 43 when I was born. So in a way, I was really a lonely kid who went in the bushes and talked to the trees, kind of thing. Then I was forced by my mother to go to the Presbyterian church, which was her church, which did not accept her because she was third wife. So I go to church, and then few things, if I was paying attention, I was taught about Immaculate Conception of Mary. When I reached my first period, an older woman came to me and said, you know, like I was really scared, like something bad has happened to me. She says, you know, now you cannot play with boys. If you do, you'll be pregnant. So me, because I have no siblings to talk to me about what playing with boys in this case means, I did biology at school, but you know, if Mary was immaculately conceived, I mean, then it means you're just playing with boys. So when I was 14, a boy wrote a letter to me, love to love, kiss to kiss, when I see you, my heart bends like a paraffin stock, kind of thing. And I got that letter, I was crying. I went to my mother, and I was not a crying child. If you ask my mother, may she rest in peace. I was crying, and she says, why are you crying? I said, I think I'm pregnant. She says, how do you know? I said, here is the evidence. So my mother reads the letter, and I'm telling you, believe it or not, she does not even understand the confusion I have. She doesn't say, no, my daughter, you don't get pregnant just by reading love words. But she looks at me straight in my face and she says, never be pregnant again. So I'm telling you, even if you taught me so much biology, I mean, for me, I was a traumatized kid. And what more, at 9 years old before that, I had been raped. So, I mean, I am a jungle of confusion. So the education that takes place, there is a lot of euphemism and unpacked messages. Mm-hmm. So many times you don't even understand. So we need to do something about that.